You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. Mm-hmm. And He has given me and He has given you out there in Radio Land another day, another opportunity to do some good. Mm-hmm. So let us go out today and do some good. We have been studying all week, who is my neighbor? We have located the answer that my neighbor is that person that is in need. My neighbor is that person that is different from me. My neighbor is that person you didn't expect. That's my neighbor. So here I throw out some characteristic of your neighbor. Gleaning from the Word of God, from the scripture here that we see today, that we don't have to look far to find our neighbor. So we are going to continue, wrap this thing up in one big nutshell here. So we're going to wrap it up. The Good Samaritan show us, teach us a lesson, and it's called the Good Samaritan. Because why it's called? He was a Samaritan man, and he was good. He's sure good. So that's a good definition. We know his heritage is Samaritan. But he was not all. He was not any Samaritan. He was a good one, okay. And he showed us that there are people that is what broken on the road of reality. They're wrapping it up. That there are broken people. People that is broken. Number one, think about it. There are people that is wounded. There's two different type of people. That people are left for dead by sin. So we need compassion in order to serve. We can serve these people unless we have the love of God. And the love of God produces what? Compassion. Mm-hmm. So there's no service of mercy without the spirit of compassion. So we have to possess the spirit of compassion in order to show forth mercy.
It made the man identifiable.
Yes.
He was identifiable as the one who was a neighbor.
Yeah.
He was identifiable as the one who showed love, not by what he said, but by what he did, his actions. So when the attorney was asked the question, so which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among thieves? His answer was, he who showed mercy on him. So showing mercy is an act of compassion. And then he was identifiable as the one. That's it. That's the one who was a neighbor to them. In John chapter 13, verse 35, the Bible tells us, but by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So it was demonstrated. It was love in action. It wasn't just love in idea or love in talk. It was love in action. And 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 tells us, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." So our ability to show mercy, to operate in compassion, is a direct link to our relationship with God. Is he able to flow through us to operate in the earth? Or are we bound by a spirit of religion and we close that portion out, that sensitivity out? Because when we think of, you know, we have the priests, we have the Levite. They were religious people. So they were well-trained, and academically, they knew what to do, but they were unable to do it because of the religious wall that they had built around them. They had a religious wall. Their reputation, oh, I can't go over there and get my robe dirty, not today. Yeah. They had a religious wall around them. And because of that, they were not able to act. They had the knowledge, they had the academics of it, but they didn't have the practicality of being able to do it. And we can't do what we haven't practiced.
That's right.
So I'm sure this man who had compassion, who showed mercy, he had practiced it in different interactions in the past. And then that showed him to be able to what to do, how to act in this particular situation. He saw value in it. Everybody on this road, they were going from a place to a place. So they had a destination. They weren't just hanging out. They were going from a specific place to another place. They all had a destination. But this particular man, he decided that it was worth stopping his trip. It was worth postponing his arrival to where he was going to show mercy and compassion to somebody who needed it.
Let's make it a calling and let's take the risk. And I also want to say each act of kindness that's how we change the world. It's one act of kindness will change the world, and it's not loud and it's not showy. It's steady, faithful, and true. And we are God's ambassadors. He commands us to go love one another, and we stand by that love, and this is his command.
Amen. And as we wrap it up for the week, and I think this was a great teaching all week, and we want to conclude this with a couple of things, with one main point here. The question is no longer, who is my neighbor? Mm-hmm. So Monday we started out by asking that question. And we pray that you have located the answer. Mm-hmm. So the question now is no longer, who is my neighbor? The real question that I'm going to leave you with on this Friday, will I be a neighbor? That's the real question. It's not who is my neighbor, but will I be a neighbor? Will I make a quality decision that I will be a neighbor to someone that is in need? See, Jesus said, go do likewise. So if we're going to answer that command, mm-hmm. Now we have to ask ourselves the real question ourselves. Will I be a neighbor? Mm-hmm. That's the question. Mm-hmm. After these 5 days of teaching, boil it down to this point here. This day, will I be a neighbor? And I'm going to do something that we haven't done so many times on this program, but to pray. Because this is such a pointed teaching. Because we have so many people around us that are in need, that we're passing by, that is wounded in life, and we pass them by. And we do have the ability to help them, but we pass them by. So I hope that this teaching will tug on our heart. And so I'm going to pray this prayer right now. Lord, open our eyes to see people the way you see them. Break our hearts for what break yours. Give us courage to stop. Give us compassion to act and love that reflects you, Lord. Help us not just to hear your word, but live it. Live it out in our daily life in Jesus' precious name. And make your day, family. We hope that as I pray this prayer, you will open up your heart and you will come to this place where we can help somebody. And as I say in church, if I can help somebody as I travel this road of reality in life, then my living will not be in vain. You can say the same thing today. If I can help somebody as I travel this road of reality, that road out there is hard. That road out there is hard. And it does bring unexpected stuff happen, not things that you're looking for. And sometimes we think that the road of reality is for the homeless only or for the poor beggar. No. The road of reality is all of us travel there, and we don't know what can befall any one of us. And we're going to need a good Samaritan going to stop by and give us a helping hand.
People remember the Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
They remember. I know I was in a situation where I was walking my dog and two dogs jumped out a window and started attacking my dog. And all I could do was scream. I didn't even have the sense to be able to utilize my phone, to be able to call for help. All I could do is scream. And I remember that there were some good Samaritans. One, a young man came from next door and he used his phone to call 911. And then two other good Samaritans jumped out of a truck with some metal pipes and broke up the dogs. And that was not a situation that I expected to happen. And I was in immediate need and there was nothing that I could do for myself. And I will remember them because they helped. They made a quick decision to jump out of their vehicles, to come out of their homes and help this lady who's just screaming. That's all I'm doing is screaming. And I thank God for them. So let's be somebody's good Samaritan. People fall in unexpected situations. That was nothing that I would have expected. And it had happened, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times that I've been out there. It never happened. Then happened one time. And there were some people who helped me. So let us show compassion for others, knowing that we never know ourselves also when it could be a time where we need somebody to come through for us.
I bet you all have time. Mm-hmm. You all have time that a good Samaritan help you. So I just want to say, go boldly, love deeply, forgive freely, shine brightly, and may you encounter the living love of God. This is his command. And we all have the need to love. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM. The Christian Voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come together to combat